It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Dream Shake Podcast. My name is Mike Brown. Welcome to episode 16 of the Kiss of Death Podcast. Pop should be here in a bit. Appreciate y'all hopping in the stream tonight, as we do every Sunday night and Tuesday night. Big show tonight. We are going to preview the 2023 free agency class coming up. Free agency starts on Friday, 5 o'clock Central Time. We got a lot to go over tonight. That's why we're bringing in the big guns. Pop should be hopefully on the stream here soon. Once again, Kiss of Death Podcast, the number one podcast for the Fans First Sports Network. Jeremy Brenner, my co-host, has the night off. So let's get right into the topic of big topic of the night, NBA free agency, Friday at 5 o'clock Central Time. And rumors are swirling. We've been talking about this. What's so funny is we've been talking about this for weeks now, and it's finally here. Friday, we're going to figure out a lot of things about this Rockets team. And there's a lot of opinions. There's a lot of conjecture. There's a lot of rumors is what's out there right now. No matter where you go, no matter what site you're looking at, the Rockets are being rumored with everybody, right? It is, you know, whether it's, you know, Fred VanVleet, whether it's James Harden, whether it's Chris Middleton, whether it's Brooke Lopez. There are so many guys out there right now that are options. Dylan Brooks is another guy. I'm looking at another tweet here. Keep an eye on the Rockets possibly trading bouncy forward KJ Martin to create further financial flexibility. So what's so interesting, and when Pops comes on, we're going to talk about this, is all of these guys that are being mentioned. Austin Reeves is another guy we should probably talk about. I don't love. The biggest thing for me is, and we'll go ahead and just bring Dad here. He's having some camera issues. Pops, can you hear us?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Okay. We just can't see your pretty face. No problem. We'll make it work.
I even took a bath for nothing, I guess, you know?
Oh, that's fair. So what we were talking about is free agency opens up on Friday at 5 o'clock. There's a lot of things to answer. There's a lot of questions about this Rockets roster. There's a lot of questions. I don't know how many answers there are. You're of the opinion, you're just excited about $60 million in cap flexibility. You love the names that they're being connected to. Do you not worry about the fact that when you bring in guys like a Fred VanVleet, that creates more questions than answers? Because to me, that's what it does. I love Fred VanVleet. Would I like to add him to this roster? Absolutely. The questions that have to be asked are, number one, what do you do with Kevin Porter Jr.? And number two, why did you draft Amen Thompson if you were going to sign Fred VanVleet all along? That doesn't make any sense. Make it make sense to me.
Well, first of all, Amen Thompson, who is, my opinion, probably the best athlete in the draft. Okay. Not the best shooter, but he's the best athlete.
Sure.
I don't think you can expect a 19-year-old to come in and start right away with the rest of these guys who still, most of them still aren't even old enough to get into a club and drink. Okay. What I don't understand from you, and I love having this banter with you, is why are you content with running it back and sucking again?
Well, this hold is on.
Finally our chance to get back to a solid team that can at least compete.
See, but here's the thing. See, I think you have a different – I think you're thinking that I'm thinking something different. I don't want to run it back. That's not what I'm doing at all. What I'm questioning, and I don't disagree with you, right? I don't disagree with wanting to bring in new guys. I have no problem with that. My question is, make it make sense with the rest of your roster. That's my question. What are you going to do? Are you going to trade? In your mind, if you bring in Fred VanVleet, so you're going to bring in Amen Thompson off the bench. You don't
to
think
start the season, I would. Absolutely, to start the season, I would.
So what are you saying? You're halfway through the season, you're going to bench Fred VanVleet, the guy you're going to pay $30 million plus to?
No. What I'm saying is, Amen Thompson, who did Green learn from? Jalen Green had nobody to learn from. Kevin Porter Jr., nobody to learn from. John Wall was crap.
He had Eric Gordon. I mean, to be fair to that statement, he did have Eric Gordon.
For what?
Well, that's what, to learn
how to eat? No.
That's not my point. I think you're missing my point. Because if you say to bring off the year or to start off the year, he's going to come off the bench. So halfway through the year, you're going to start Amen Thompson. Who do you
say? No, but what I'm saying is there will be a point to where, and I've heard you and Jeremy discuss this at length, about sometimes you're just going to play a lineup that doesn't have a 1, 2, 3, 4, and a 5. You're going to play your 5 best people, and I think Amen Thompson will be one of those 5. Okay?
So you're envisioning. So what, as of right now, let's say you bring in Fred VanVleet, which I think they're going to,
and Dylan Brooks.
Okay, so let's run with this, right? Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks are who they come away with.
Okay,
who's your starting 5 game 1 of next year?
VanVleet.
Agreed.
Green.
Agreed.
Jabari Smith.
Agreed.
Sangoon.
Okay.
Unless you get Lopez. And I think it'll come down, and I think Udoka wants these guys to have some competition. I think it'll be between Eason and Brooks. I sent you that article today. KJ Martin, there's 3 different teams that are interested in Martin. I know what you're saying about the logjam, but you got to figure, let's say we get lucky, we get VanVleet, and we get Brooks, and you sign some schlub, you know, center. You don't get Lopez. You got to figure that Knicks is gone, Tate's gone. I would say probably Porter is gone, and unfortunately, Martin's going to be gone too. Martin has some value, you know, and that's what's going to have to be.
VanVleet, Green, Brooks, Smith, and Sengun. I mean, I'm with it. I mean, look, I like that. I like that starting 5. I got to tell you, if they get VanVleet, I think they're getting Lopez. I really do. And Rockets fans are going to be in shambles when they realize that your boy Sengun's coming off the bench.
Whose boy?
Rockets are enamored with Sengun as their starting 5. I haven't been since day 1. I don't think you are either.
No, but I'll tell you this. From just what I've seen, the guy came in and measured in almost 7 feet. The guy's grown almost 2 inches. Is he a liability on defense? Absolutely. But you know, it might, you know, he, and sometimes you can play him along with Lopez if you get Lopez. I think if you get Van Fleet and Brooks, I don't think you're getting Lopez.
No, because it's going to take, it's going to take a Godfather type offer to get Lopez from Milwaukee. No, and don't start this BS. You don't put Jokic Jr. on the like, Şengün can't carry Jokic's water.
Well, not many people can. Come on.
Well, no, listen, that's fair. I think, look, I think the big thing, see, here's the thing. Brook Lopez, and a great friend of the show, Ryan, asked why Lopez changed my mind. Championship mentality, legit seven-footer, one of the best big men. He's turned into one of the best big men defenders in the league. That's three reasons right there. I don't think we need anything else. And to be honest with you, what the Rockets don't have right now, until I'm shown otherwise with Şengün, and he's young, right? There's no doubt he's young. He can change. He can adapt. In his time in the NBA thus far, he has shown consistently not to be a rim defender. And that's what the Rockets need. That's what Brook Lopez would be. Reed going back to Minnesota, 3 years, $42 million. That would have been a great deal for the Rockets if they could have swung that, but they couldn't. And it's very clear what the Rockets' intention in free agency is. They are going big game hunting. They're not, no disrespect to the middle of the road type of guys. They're not going for that. They're looking for big names to fit with this roster right now. And we've discussed some of those names. I think a guy, what's your thought on Austin Reeves? I don't want Austin Reeves for a lot of reasons. I know you don't want him because, you know, he's a white basketball player in the NBA and you don't like those on your team. But any other specific reasons? Pops, we got
Michael,
you.
We're losing you. Hold on. You were cutting out there for a little while. Go ahead and just.
Well, I was just
Can
saying.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah. Austin Reeves. What is your thoughts?
Pass. All right. We already had Ryan Anderson.
Okay, so you're not in on Austin Reeves?
No.
Okay.
Are you?
Well, look, I'm not in on him either. I don't think he's leaving L.A. And Ryan says he'd love Austin Reeves. Why do you want Austin Reeves when you already have, for now, Tate, KJ, Cam Whitmore, Tari Eason? There are four guys on your roster right now that you already have. Why are you going to go spend $80 to $100 million, which it's going to take to lure him away from the Lakers? I'm not doing it. He's not worth it.
I'm just curious. You watched it towards the end more than I did. What position? Okay, because you're a big position guy. What position does he play?
Wait. Why are you putting that in quotation marks?
How do you know that?
Because I can hear the tone in your voice.
You can't see me. Okay. What position does Austin
Reeves? He's a shooting guard. He's a 2-3. However you want to look at it, you in positionless basketball, how about – it doesn't matter. He's a 2-3. You put him out there, he's not going to be able to cover anybody on a consistent
basis. Right. So I would rather let the Lakers spend all their money on him, and I'd rather go after Rue Sakamura, whatever that guy's name is.
No, that's who they're going to go after. They're not going to lose Hachimura or Austin Reeves. They're going to run it back. And if I'm the Lakers, I run it back too. I have no problem with that.
Can you afford to run it back? I think D'Angelo Russell's going to want some green too, dude.
I think they're going to let him walk. I think they're going to let him walk. I think they're going to go, look, don't be shocked if Fred VanVleet ends up with the Lakers. I'm calling that right now.
Okay.
Don't be shocked. Because if I'm Fred VanVleet, if they can offer him a decent enough contract to go play with LeBron and go play with AD, the only way he's coming here is if they overpay him. The Rockets are going to have to offer. I see that people are saying 2 years, $70 million for Fred VanVleet. Why would he do that when he can go get more money and more years elsewhere? Why would he do that?
How do you know he can get more money and more years?
Who else has
cap money right now?
It's a total guess. I mean, the two biggest teams with cap flexibility, the number two team, I forgot who it was. They have 41 million in change to spend. The Rockets have 60 million. The Rockets can outspend anybody to get the guys. The question that has to be asked if you're a Rockets fan in free agency is, there's two guys. Because I don't think you're going to add more than two guys. I don't. I think they're adding two guys. Who are those two guys and why? Those are the questions you have to ask yourself.
You want me to ask myself that now?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for leading into the next question. If you had to choose two guys, I don't want to hear about the money. Give me two of the guys that we've discussed, or maybe we haven't discussed a guy just yet. Two guys that you look at and you say, these two guys could be the missing pieces to take this team back to the playoffs, not be a championship contender, you know, because our owner wasted the last 3 years without building anything of significance. So we have to go into this knowing that, and one step at a time. By the time we're taking those steps, I'll be in the nursing home. And, you know, maybe
where
we'll
does
be playing.
That put me?
Well, we'll get to that. So who are those two guys for you? You get two guys. You get two choices to add.
Fred Van Fleet, Kyle Kuzma.
Ooh. Okay. Why? Explain your reason.
They've also got Sacramento going hard after Kuzma and Draymond Green, which I don't think will happen. I think Green's going to stay with the Warriors.
Yeah, that's the other team that's got $40 million. I just looked it up. $40 million for Sacramento.
That'll get him one guy. Okay, Ryan.
Austin wants to know, what would T-Mac do? No.
T-Mac would put himself on the injured list again.
That's true.
Tell you why. You and I will argue about the Van Fleet and why did they draft Amen Thompson. I get it. I think Van Fleet is still young enough. I think Udoka will bring out the best in him. I think he's a, you know, if you look at some of the games we lost this year, you know, we didn't have a calming kind of influence guy out there, someone who knew, who has been in that situation before. That's why I like Van Fleet.
Love it.
And Kuzma is, there's your starting three right there.
Okay. So if I had to grade those selections just A to F, I'd give it a B. I'd give it a B for the Rockets. If that's what they come away with, I'm fine with it. Depending on what they get back for KJ, I'd like to see KJ turned into something. I'd like to see it be a sign and trade. So, you know, the Rockets can turn that salary into another piece, perhaps a backup center. I think the fact that the Rockets are going center hunting is interesting to me.
I love it. I love the fact that they're going center hunting. And if you look at the difference between this year and when we had the talking mime known as Steven Silas, we had Bruno Fernando on this team. We had
Rockets legend Bruno Fernando.
That's right. That jersey will be in the rafters, number 20.
Yao Ming up there. They may as well put anybody up there.
We had Willie Cauley-Stein. We had all these guys that they ran through here. And I personally thought Fernando was going to be a great player. He still might be.
Not great.
Okay. And a very
solid, serviceable big man in today's NBA. I thought Bruno Fernando could be that. I still think he could be that.
I think he's Nick Claxton very light.
I'd have no problem with Nick Claxton either.
Yeah. So I don't think they get, you know, I think Silas was too in love with Garuba. And that was,
See, I don't hate this either. I don't, not what's wrong with the Astros. I don't mind bringing back Hartenstein. I'd have no problem bringing back Isaiah Hartenstein. Serviceable big man, and he tries. He at least plays hard. He strikes me as an Udoka guy. Hartenstein does, where he doesn't take any BS. He plays hard. That's all you need.
Well, and you see, Udoka didn't take crap, and Udoka also wasn't the most physically gifted athlete on the floor. You know, Udoka played smart. He knew how to box out. He knew how to hold the guy's jerseys, that kind of thing like that. And that's what I couldn't believe they got rid of Hartenstein, to be honest with you.
No, listen, there's no doubt, right? Now
but the Knicks got him, and I think he's on a pretty long-term contract. Let me look, isn't he?
Give me one second.
I'll do it. Go ahead.
No, I'm with it. 2 year, $16 million contract.
So he's got another year.
See, he signed this year. That's an interesting move. If I'm the Rockets, perhaps a KJ Martin and a draft pick for Isaiah Hartenstein. Would you do that deal? I would do that deal.
You're kidding. The money doesn't match, but yeah.
No, but I'm saying if you in the sign and trade scenario, you re-sign KJ or you sign KJ to a deal that locks him in and you bring in Hartenstein. I would do that.
What's your thought on the money matches almost immediately, KPJ?
No, KPJ makes more than that. He makes $18 million.
Okay,
his extension kicks in this year. Look, to answer,
so you throw in Jashaun Tate or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for asking me how I feel or the two guys I would bring
you
in.
You haven't let me finish yet.
Okay,
Michael.
No, I'm very busy. I can't.
Who are your wish list?
Oh man, that's a great question.
Keep it realistic.
Brook Lopez is probably number one.
Wow.
Because I see a significant need at the center position. That's me. They're never going to win anything with Şengün as their starting center.
So why do you think that they have a significant need at the center position? I'm just curious. At the center position, but you don't see that same need at the point guard.
Because you just drafted a guy at number four. That's
okay.
That's what I don't get with every
Go ahead and finish your thought. Brook Lopez is your number one priority.
I mean, yeah, I would say he's probably number one. It gets Harriet at number two, right? Because I don't know. I mean,
what do you think that Hoochamoa guy's going to cost from the Lakers?
Probably 4 years, $50 million, if I had to make a guess. I mean, okay, here's the thing. If I had to choose two, I would probably say Dylan Brooks and Brook Lopez would be the two.
Wow.
Which is interesting because here's the thing. I think you're going to inevitably trade KJ because I don't think you're going to want to pay him. I think you're inevitably going to trade Jashaun Tate. I love Tari Eason. I think he has a slightly lower ceiling at the three. I would love to see him at the, a backup four. So if you move him, if Jabari and Tari are your starting power forwards, right? And you have Cam Whitmore for now as your backup three and Dylan Brooks as your starting three, your starting five would then be Amen Thompson, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, Jabari Smith Jr., and Brook Lopez. Your backup five as of right now, it would be KPJ, Josh Christopher at the two, Tari at the four, Cam Whitmore at the three, and Şengün at the five. That's a legit 1 through 10, in my opinion.
Okay. That's a great point.
I also think it brings in the fact that Fred VanVleet's going to cost you a lot of money. He's going to eat up a lot of that money. It's going to cost $30 million plus.
Good.
Dylan Brooks is not going to cost you $30 million plus. He's probably going to cost you $18 million, I would say. And Brook Lopez is probably going to cost you $20 to $25. That leaves you another $15 to $20 million to play with.
So, in your opinion, which we all value very much,
do yours.
Do you think a lineup of Thompson, Green, Jabari Smith, Brooks, and Lopez, that's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Is a better lineup than VanVleet, Kuzma, Jabari Smith? Who am I missing?
Şengün
and Jalen Green. I mean –
The problem is, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's bad at all. I'm saying that no matter what you – and of all the people in the world, you would have the ability to change my mind on this. You're never going to convince me that drafting a guy at number four and then not even starting him does not make sense, because I don't think you're going to get Fred VanVleet on a two-year deal. I think it's going to be about a four-year deal, which locks him in until he's 34, so he still has time for another contract. You're going to have to pay him $30-plus million a year to come here.
So but why have – you've sucked for the last 3 years. You've gotten rid of every serviceable guy you've got. You've got the money. So who cares? Spend the damn money. That's what you've been waiting for 3 years.
I'm not saying don't spend it, but what I'm saying is do not spend it on the point guard position. It just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make any sense at all. Because, okay, so let me ask you this. You say you're going to play positionless basketball, right? That's what you said?
Yes.
Okay. You know the problem with Amen Thompson? He can't shoot. So you're going to take a guy, not play him at point guard, but take up another position where you know as of right now he can't shoot?
Yes, because I'll tell you why. You're in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter and you're up by 3 or 4 points. You've got enough other guys that can score the ball that you can afford to have him out there.
Sure. Hey, look, that's a good point, right? That is a solid point. The problem is the other team is going to know that. They're going to do to him what you know he's going to turn into. Remember Andre Roberson, who played for the Thunder?
Yeah.
Great defender.
Yeah.
Right? Good facilitator. He was a terrible shooter. What did the Rockets do in all of those matchups they had with him in the playoffs? Leave him wide open. That's what other teams are going to do.
Yes, but Roberson was already at the point in his career. This kid is not going to be a terrible shooter.
That's fair.
Guess who came into the league his first year and couldn't shoot? Magic Johnson couldn't shoot a lick.
Listen, I'll tell you another name that my buddy Ryan brought up. I would take Bruce Brown on this team in about 5 seconds from Denver.
Ryan Santoro's got a great point. I think Ish Smith just got re-upped again.
Yep.
Listen,
Bruce Brown is the type of guy this team needs. I don't think he's going to come here unless you throw the bag at him, but I would do it. I would do it in 5 seconds. He's 6'4". I like Bruce Brown. I'm a big Bruce Brown guy.
So why would he leave a championship team to come here except for the bag?
That's it. Okay. You make my point. Nobody's going to willingly come here because they believe in the direction of the Rockets when they've been the worst team in the league for the last 3 years.
Right.
You're going to overpay these guys.
Right. But what I think you're missing is yeah, we've been the worst team, as have Sacramento, for all these years, blah, blah. But, okay, look what we've done, though. We've brought in probably the hottest coach, the best coach there is. He brought in a great coaching staff. I think these players are looking at Houston saying, you know what? I could be that piece. Well, it's not like we have nobody on this team that's any good.
No state income tax is going to be a huge lure as well. It's going to be about open up the pocketbook. We're going to find out Friday, and the Kiss of Death will be live Friday at 5 o'clock to discuss everything as it breaks for free agency on Friday,
but it doesn't start till 5, right?
5 o'clock Central Time. So we're going to go live at 5 o'clock, and news will start to trickle out just like it does every year with free agency night of. So Jeremy and I will both be live. So make sure to tune in for that. I think we've covered a lot of the guys that I've wanted to cover tonight. I like Ish Smith. I have no problem with Ish Smith. Look, if you tell me Friday night the Rockets lock in Fred VanVleet, I like it. I like it a lot. I just don't love it. I don't love the fit here. When you draft an Amen Thompson, it doesn't vibe with me. And that's okay. I could be totally wrong. And they're going more veteran presence, which I see. I think the money is better spent if you can upgrade not one but two other positions, which is the small forward and the center spot.
But even if you pay him, let's pretend you paid him. Well, let's not pretend. Let's say 4 years, 120. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Is that realistic?
Yeah, I mean, I said it before. I think 4 years, 120.
Okay. So let's say 4 years, 120. You still got $30 million left.
No, you do. You do. I don't want to continue to harp on the same point because my stance will not change. Then why would you take who you took in the draft? That's the only question that I have. And I get what you're saying, and I don't necessarily disagree with it, but I'm just
– Why did Portland take Scoot Henderson?
Do what?
Why did Portland take a point guard at three?
Because you can immediately put him in the backcourt with Dame. Dame can play the two.
What happens to Shaedon Sharpe? What happens to the other guy? I forgot his name.
Anthony Simons.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to – because I think they're ultimately going to move – Damian Lillard. I think he inevitably goes to the Heat. I think we're just buying time on that. Portland was smart there, you know, and I don't think Harden's coming back.
Well, so, no, that's thank God. That's a given. Thank God.
Well, it's bad timing, I would say. Would I love for him to come back?
No, please, no. Don't say yes.
No, I started off saying yes. My new opinion, if you will, is no. Steve says you have to draft who's on top of your board. Can't bank on free agency. This is why free agency should be before the draft. He makes a good point. I mean, he makes a good point. You draft the best player available, but that's how the Rockets got into this spot is my problem, Pops, is that that's what they've done. They've drafted best player available, but now they're in the spot where they are backloaded with guy. I mean, just last year, you're talking about Tari Eason, you know, is now all right. Now you draft Cam Whitmore. You have four guys playing the same position. All those guys are threes.
Yeah, if you think about when Golden State was on that nice run, man, their bench was loaded. They had guys, and a lot of these guys were interchangeable. They had Iguodala. They had Sean Livingston. They had a very young. I forgot the guy's name, number five, who's
on Looney.
Yeah, Looney. Yeah. Very, very young. They had a lot of good athlete players.
This is my guy right here. I mean, I don't know why they would move on from him quickly. I would take
Rashawn. They cut him.
Did they really?
Let's see. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, I'm looking here. I don't see any news. Oh, Rashawn Holmes got traded to the Mavericks. I missed that.
When was that?
From the draft, it looks like. Wow. Mavericks acquiring Rashawn Holmes, number 24 from the Kings. Wow. Okay, so Rashawn Holmes is a Maverick. Let's end the show here. Great place to wrap up the show. A rather quick show tonight, Pops. I appreciate you hopping on. Great talk tonight. We're going to be back.
I'm pulling my hair tonight, too, and you can't see me.
Well, that's true. If you're on Twitter, make sure to give me a follow at MikeBrown_2020. If you would like to, you know, go be friends with Pops on Facebook, just search Lewis Brown and he's the one without a picture. If you'd like to follow my co-pilot, Jeremy Brenner, you can follow him on Twitter at Jeremy Brenner. The Kiss of Death podcast can be found on Twitter at Rockets FFSN. If you would like to tune into our next show, it will be on Friday, 5 o'clock Central Time. We'll be live to discuss all things free agency. We appreciate you guys so much for hopping on with us tonight.
Last question.
Yes.
Who do you think 5 o'clock? I thought it used to be like midnight.
No, 5 o'clock Central Time.
So they changed it up. Okay. So at 5 o'clock, and with that wishing and hoping, and you're very unbiased. What two doorsteps are they camping out on?
No, that's a slightly different question than what we answered. They're probably going to be at Fred Van Fleet's door at midnight and Brook Lopez. Those are probably the two guys that I would say. I don't think they need to be at the doorstep of Dylan Brooks. I don't think there's going to be a lot of teams that are begging to pay Dylan Brooks what the Rockets are probably going to pay him. So the two doorsteps, I would say, at 5 o'clock will be Fred Van Fleet and Brook Lopez.
Wow.
And I'd be with it. If they end up with Van Fleet and Lopez, I give that an A. That's an A for me. I think that's about as good as you can do if you're the Rockets in free agency.
And you think, let's look at the front court from a a rim protector guy. You think Brook Lopez, I can still see you. You think Brook Lopez is the best that you can get with $30 million?
I do. I think Brook Lopez is the perfect guy for this team.
I'm in,
my dude. Well, we're going to talk about it Friday. Until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets.
Later.